Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Excited to get on the Rude guest hotline right now and welcome in our friend, Mr. Fred Smoot. Fred, how you doing, man? You get any sleep last night?
Man, we had better days, brother. No sleep. Me and Jeff were just talking about it. He said he couldn't even sit in his car because that belt hadn't hit that butt. It was tough on all of us, man. Mm-hmm.
So, it was.
I totally agree with you, Fred. I'm curious. One thing B and I tried to separate as we were talking about the loss last night is what, at least for me, I kind of consider to be a one-off, a outlier. And then what are the real recurring problems? I don't think Jaden's going to fumble that very often. I think that was a fluky thing. But this team starts slow, and they're bad at tackling and give up big plays. Those are legitimate recurring issues to me.
Yeah, they are. And they're starting to really affect us in how we play. That's something that we did well last year. We tackled as a group. I'm seeing a lot of individual tackles where guys are facing the runner and it's just one person facing that runner. And great defenses, we got this thing called ants on bread. I don't know if you ever dropped a piece of bread on the ground and seen 23 ants around it, but they get that as a group. They tackle that as a group. And I'm not seeing that consistently. Here goes the thing about it. I think that's the word we should say with this team. Consistent, because they didn't show flashes of we can be a good defense. They show flashes of we can be a dominant offense. We can be a dominant special team. But then in situational times, they don't do that. And I think that's what's leaving us feeling the way we are. But I must say this. Last night when I left that game, if I have to sum it up in one word, pain. That's what I felt. Mm-hmm. Pain. Because as an ex-player, we can take you beating us 40-0. That means you out-schemed us, you outplayed us, you out-hustled us, and y'all were just better. But when we give you a game like that, this is the thing that nightmares are made of. This is where players have nightmares.
Yep. But, Fred, we talk about the slow starts, and we had a guy call earlier and say, is it really slow starts, or are we having mistakes at the most inopportune times? We got the ball two times. We threw an interception on the first one. We had a fumble on the second possession. What needs to happen for this thing to just start off where we go down and get the score instead of we're down 10-0?
We need to finish what we start. Like you said, it ain't that we had a slow start yesterday. It's just that we left all the drives incomplete in the first half. And that would put us behind the chains. And what we've seen with this team – to allow us to be our best, we are a running team. To run the ball, that game flow has to give you a chance to run the ball, and you can't run the ball down 13-0. You can't run the ball down 20. Like, it takes away what makes you great. And what we need to do is start doing what we did last year, and that's finishing drives. The one thing I can say that I think made us dominant last year, when we would go on these 12, 13, 14 play drives, and it would drain the life out of teams. We're not putting those drives together right now offensively, and it's not giving us a chance. And then defensively, you have to put the runner on the ground. That's my job, right? My first job is to cover. My second job is to put the runner on the ground. If he catches the ball, if he runs the ball, it doesn't matter. But I'm not gonna consistently tackle pro running backs by myself time and time again. It's going to have to be a group effort.
How disappointing do you think the 55-yard touchdown catch to DeAndre Swift, specifically his ability to keep that play going? I thought Quan should have had him out of bounds. Lattimore just unable to get him down. How frustrating was that play specifically for you, a former DB that understood the weight of that possession?
Well, it's one of them things. When it happens, you know it's the scrawl that breaks the camel's back. It's one of those things where you have to understand when you're in that situation, your best friend is the sideline. The sideline is undefeated. B. Mitch can't beat the sideline. Jerry Rice can't beat the sideline. Nor will Barry Sanders beat the sideline. You have to use that as a lethal weapon. At the least, I don't need to tackle him there. I need to get him out of bounds. I need to use his momentum, push him and force him out of bounds. And I'm not mad at Quan for missing that tackle because he shot his shot. But if you Lattimore, you have to finish that and get this guy out of bounds. And I'm not going to take anything from Ben Johnson. That was a great play call. We was in man-to-man. He running an option route. There's only going to be one person or two people out there because everybody else is stuck to their man. I just thought it was a great play call. And thank Lord that we don't play this running back Swift 17 games a year because he has Daniel Jones disease. He loves playing at Northwest State.
He does.
He really does, man.
He did it last year. He did it again this year.
Talking with our friend Fred Smoot here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Fred at fsmoot21, Sean T. As much as the game last night was super disappointing, Fred, I feel like you're a good person to ask about this because I remember when they were doing the rebrand, how into the Red Wolves you were and whatever. They've landed on Commanders. We've all kind of moved forward. But they are making a real effort, I think, to kind of like build out what that brand means. How cool was it last night seeing Daryl Green wave that spear around and getting that raise? It was pretty cool.
It was unbelievable because I was in the suite with all the rest of us. We called it the old folks' home of Ashburn. We was in the suite. and as we all up there, you can see in all our eyes when the lights turn out. And I thought it was cool what the ownership did with the wristbands and that light show. And the first thing came out of my mouth, we never got that. We never got that. All right? And then to see Daryl out there and him leading the hell check, that atmosphere said, let's go win this game. Like, the theater put on before the game said, let's go win this game. And for us to have this game in our hands and let it slip through our fingers like that, it kind of erased all the pregame excitement. It kind of erased all the extra bells and whistle when we didn't finish what we started. And it took some of the air out of it for me.
I totally agree, man. The crowd... Everything, the setup was right, and then you get the pick early and then the fumble. I mean, the first two possessions went pick, fumble, really disheartening. Defensively, Fred, what do you make? Another recurring issue, I'd say, is what seems to be a real trouble spot when opposing offenses are running crossing routes. And I don't know what the fix is. Maybe you can identify it, but, man, it is a problem week after week after week.
They're man beaters. They're man beaters route. When you're predominantly man team, me and Sean Springs had to play one season 80% man to man. All we seen was crosser routes. All we seen was rub routes. And me and Sean just developed this nonverbal communication of we're going to high low it, we're going to inside out it, we're going to triangle it, we're going to box it. We're going to fight you with every weapon that we have. Everything that's in our arsenal, we're going to do it. Like, We used to be, if they did a stack route on me and Sean, whoever has the point, I need you to be aggressive. Like, if Sean is going to be on the point guy, I need you to jam him to give me a clear view of where my guy is, because when you're playing man-to-man and you're playing against these man beaters, you're basically a chaser. Before the play even start, you need to be like, I need to get in this guy's hip pocket because I'm going to have to chase him horizontally across this field. So what I'm saying is we're getting beat pre-snap, all right? We're not getting beat during the play. We're getting beat pre-snap because the guys are not having a plan that they can allocate and do at a fast rate and understand I need to get to a certain point on this field where I can – I'm not, and here goes the thing about man-to-man that most people don't understand is that don't really know football is, man-to-man coverage is not for interceptions. It's for pass breakups and tackles.
Yeah. Right?
Because you're not going to intercept the ball a lot. So I think the DBs need to get in their head. A win in this situation is no catch, pass breakup, tackle out the catch with no yards, no yak. So I think it's all pre-snap than it is during the snap.
Fred, they're sitting at 3-3 right now. Where is your mindset with this football team? What needs to happen and what you think got to happen for them to get back on the winning side?
In the immortal words of one great author, Slim Shady, will the real Slim Shady stand up? I need to know who this team is because they show me these glimpses of, oh, yeah, we are that team. Then they show me these lapses of we can't seem to get it right. So as a fan, I can understand when you feel like at one point you feel like you got the best team in the league. At another point, they feel like, oh, we the same old Commanders from the past. I totally understand. And these ebb and flows probably come from the fact that the guy that you had listed as your starting running back at the beginning of the year, gone. John Bates just got back. Sam Cosby, Pro Bowl guard, gone. Reinforcements will come. Will Harris gone. It's so many guys, and I'm not using it because every team in the league has injuries right now. But we did a lot of shuffling right now. We just signed Preston Smith 2 weeks ago. Preston Smith probably played 19 to 20 snaps last night. So I think when the team as a whole becomes whole again, that's when I think we need to really judge this team. But I can say this. Because of these injuries to your number one wide receiver, to your number three wide receiver, guys like Luke McCaffrey have found out that I can play in this league.
Yep.
And not only can I play in this league, I can be whatever my team needs me to be. Right now, Luke might be the number one return man in the NFL, and he had a 40-yarder taken from him last night. Luke McCaffrey is on a tear because Luke McCaffrey believes in Luke McCaffrey. Jalen Lane is out there making plays. We didn't know we were going to have to depend on Jalen Lane is out there making plays. So through all of this hurt, through all of this pain, we're still 500. We still have a bulk of the schedule still sitting in front of us. So like I said last year, let grandma cook. And please, kids, get out the kitchen.
I like that, Fred. Looking ahead, actually, why do you think they struggled to run the ball last night? That was a pretty big surprise.
That bye week for Chicago, they understood we not good against the run. We're going to put 8 in the box, and we're going to dare you to pass the ball. We're going to say if you pass the ball, damn if you do, damn if we don't. If you get on top of us, we don't care, but what we're not going to let you do, we're not going to let the best rushing team in the NFL utilize that number one thing. And then did you realize on all of the RPOs that we ran last night, all they worried about was where was JD5? They made sure that he gave that ball off. They was not going to let us beat them with him running the ball. So I was always wondering, if they're going to do that, why not do what we did a lot last year? And that was late in the game. We would go into these 4 and 5 wide formations where we would have no backs in the backfield. And then if the play breaks down and nobody's open, then Jaden can use his athletic ability when the play breaks down instead of a design run that they said last night, no design runs from number 5. We accepted. It was just one of those challenges where we was going to say, that's our strength. We're going to stick to what we do well. We're going to run the ball. And last night they were saying, no, you're not going to run the ball because we're going to have one more man in this box than you can protect.
And I think if you had Terry, you had Noah, they couldn't have done what they did last night.
No, they couldn't.
Last night they were able to do it.
Yep, you're completely right, because they feel like it wasn't a threat there. And don't forget, Debo limped into this game with that heel, and as you can see, that heel was bothering him because he wasn't running like regular Debo last night. So now you take away your number one receiver, your number two receiver is limping in, and your number three receiver is at home with your number one receiver. Yeah, they feel like, hey, if they're going to beat us, they're going to beat us in the air. And that's why you've seen a lot of Zach Ertz last night, because he was that one dependable guy that we could go to.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times when they're in those jumbo sets, the receiver on the field was Chris Moore. And that's just not a dynamic threat opposite the size, where Chicago knows you're probably...
Well, it's nothing that the DBs are going to just lose their mind about. You're not alerting Chris Moore. I'm not. No disrespect to Chris Moore.
Right.
I'm just saying, as a cornerback, you're not, you know, that's a job I got to do it. We're not putting no safety over the top of Chris Moore.
Yeah, totally.
Look, you know, it's a short week now. They're playing Dallas in 5 days. They're back on the practice field tomorrow. Pickens is playing at a really elite level. Jerry Jones says they'll have CeeDee Lamb back. What, if anything, do you want to see this secondary try to do against a Cowboys offense anyway that's performing at a really high level?
You know what? This is a mental, very intimate game, because this coaching staff and their coaching staff, they know everything about each other. Schottenheimer was there when Coach Quinn was like, they know every little intimate thing about each other. So it's going to be very eager to see the battle of attrition. I'm going to be eager to see which one of these coaching staffs are going to be willing to switch up what they do. Who's going to be able to layer what they do? Because they know each other inside and out. Coach Quinn knows Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott knows Coach Quinn. Coach Schottenheimer knows him. Coach Witt knows. Like, it's such an intimate thing that you're talking about one of the best offenses in football right now. Skinny Dak is playing some of the best ball he has played in a couple of years. Yes, I'm going to tell you something about Dak. When he starts to lose weight, he starts to run a little bit more. Mm. And if he adds that to his repertoire, that makes their offense that much better. And Williams is running the ball out that backfield. That offensive line is protecting better than people thought they would. So it's going to be a test for this defense. The question is, are you going to go in with an aggressive? Do I want to get Dak off the spot? I'm going to play more zone and coverage and be more of a bend but don't break defense? Do I want to force a high-powered touchdown scoring offense to just settle for three? Or do I want to try to make them settle for none and that's a chance for them to get six?
Do you really want to change up what you do best and become something new? Or you try to stick to what you know, or go full out on what you know upsets Brett or that?
That's the thing about it. Me, myself, how I would go with it, especially with them having them two threats at wide receiver, I would go more bend but don't break defense. I would play a lot of cover four, a lot of cover two, but I would also match that cover two with a lot of, man in a hole. I want that safety to be in a hole. But I have to do something to force Dak to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And the one thing Dak has proven, I'm not going to make mistakes if I'm standing up and my jersey is clean. We have to get pressure. And if you have to get pressure, especially on a guy like Dak, it's not your defensive ends that's going to affect him. It's your D tackles that's going to affect him. The shortest route to the quarterback is through the A and the B gap. Yeah. And if you can get pressure through the A and the B gap and just get your hands up, force him to throw in between defensive linemen, in between linemen, just make it hard for his vision, you have a chance to slow these guys down. But if you let Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and George Pickens just go pitch and catch, you're not going to stop these guys.
Got a problem.
For sure. That could be big trouble. Fred, we really
appreciate you making time.
You,
young
I know
man.
It was a late night, dude.
Hey, you know, I'm proud of y'all too, man. And I must say this, Jeff looks great. You know, Ozempic Jenkins is looking better than I have ever seen him look in my life, man.
All right, E.T., go home.
Fred, I also... Did you notice, because I know you're a big Game of Thrones guy, how like a lot of the intro, a lot of the stuff they do on the video boards is very Game of Thrones-ish? Like when they show that map of all the little NFL cities, like that's straight out of Game of Thrones.
I love it. I love it. I love it that they're taking on and they're selling the image. Like they're selling what the team and what they want you to think about when you think about the team. And I think that's very intelligent. I think that's very smart, because you just can't throw a name out there. It has to be a meaning behind the name.
There you go.
Right. All right, Fred.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate the time.
All right, anytime, fellas.
All right. That's our guy, Fred Smoot. Give him a follow at F Smoot 21, Sean T. Phone lines are still lit up. A couple other things I want to just kind of tidy up as we get ready. Grant and Danny coming your way at 2 o'clock. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
High off the love.
Sad news, D'Angelo, singer of this song and many others, passed away fighting pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
Good play there, Jeffrey. B, there were a couple other things from my notes from last night that I just wanted to get to. I thought the offensive line really underperformed. I thought that was Laremy Tunsil's worst game as a Commander. I think getting Cosby back, I think it's a good time to get Cosby back.
Yeah.
I he's pretty good. You need him to play at his high level, but I think the O-line could use a little jolt. And maybe the Bears just kind of had their number last night. I don't know. But Jaden didn't have a ton of time. Mm-hmm. There were spots where he did, but generally he was under a lot of pressure last night. I also thought that Brisker hit was absolutely deserved to be flagged. It was right on his knee.
Yeah, he went low. I mean, one thing they tell you, you can't go low on a quarterback in the pocket.
And he did.
And he did. So, yeah, you can't do that.
I think Dan Quinn and Joe Witt talk about ball is life. Mm-hmm. At various times in that game, Frankie Louvu and Mikey Sammerstill had what I thought were picks, and they just dropped them. When you go year to year and you start to compare stuff, it was like when there were plays to be made last year. I asked Dan Quinn this last night. Actually, Jeff, see if you can pull it up. DQ number 8. You know how they talk about winning time.
Yeah.
And they practice it and they preach it. I asked DQ, what's up with the winning time moments?
I was surprised. It's an area that we obviously spend a lot of time on, a lot of space, and we'll continue to do that. But for us to come out the other end of it, you know, it is not getting and creating takeaways. I think, honestly, that's a big part of it too, man. Like, the end, we don't like it, but we've got to go get the stops to go make that happen, and we didn't. But I'll give credit to Chicago. They outperformed us tonight, and that stings. But that's the facts.
They outperformed them because you gave them three possessions.
You gave them three possessions, but the thing about it, Chicago, when they touched the ball, they got it. When the fumble was on the ground, they recovered it. We had guys with hands on the ball. We didn't catch it. So just like you see receivers after the game going to that jugs machine, what I used to recall back in the day, when I first got to the league, I wondered, why the hell so many defensive backs were catching balls out the jugs machine? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what they would do a lot of them would be here, they shoot the ball, then they turn around where they got to locate the ball, then catch it. You get what I'm saying? And we saw guys picking off balls. Maybe that's something that needs to help, because you can be in position to make the winning time play, but if you can't catch, you can't catch.
I mean, dude, we haven't even talked about Jaden had another fumble. Ball just slipped right out of his hands
and bounced right back to him.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine if that didn't happen.
Yeah. So the thing of it is, like, listen, man, they practice all that stuff, because one thing about football, what about any sport, you're always practicing to try to become perfect. But the one thing I know about sports, nobody is ever perfect. And you're going to make mistakes every once in a while, but if you will make way less mistakes if you keep practicing the way that you practice. And for me, the guys that, what did they say, most defensive backs play defensive back because they couldn't catch when it was a receiver.
Right.
Well, you need to learn how to catch, because they get paid when you get interceptions, right?
Yeah.
So they need to learn how to catch. And linebackers too. Frankie had another one, two of them hit him in his hands. He got to pull them things down.
Totally. Jeff, lock the phones. I'm going to take these last four callers. If you're on hold right now, stay there. I'm coming to you. Some of these folks have been on hold a while. Mark is in Landover Hills. What's up, Mark? Mark?
Top of the day to you, gentlemen.
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, I'm a little bit down, just like everybody else, but I'm a realist like you guys are. B-Mitch said it yesterday when I talked to him, how you win it in the trenches, and they definitely lost it in the trenches. Some of the other callers have said about gap control and contain, and that certainly is a big problem. But Brian brought up my number one pet peeve earlier, and that would be the tackling. I don't know why these guys think that you don't have to wrap people up to tackle them and take them to the ground, like Brian said. That is the biggest Achilles heel of this team since the Rivera days and before. And that is what they have to get better at. And the other thing is what you guys were just talking about, being able to hold on to the ball and making those turnovers count, rather than just having them hit you in the hands with the ball and dropping it. That's not going to work. And that costs them the game many, many times. But Brian is correct. Man, you got to get – if you're playing defense and your jersey doesn't get dirty, or your pants don't get dirty, your knee pants, man, you might as well be playing baseball, buddy, because that is the problem, is their gap control, their contain, and their tackling. If that would have been 25% better last night, that game wouldn't even have been close. Mm-hmm. And I'll get off here, JP, because I know you're trying to wind it up. And, hey, man, we'll get Dallas next week. We want Dallas, and we will get them.
Thanks, right, Mark.
Appreciate you, Mark.
Good call, man.
Have a nice day.
All right, take care.
Man.
Carter's over on Naylor Road. What's up, Carter?
What up, Cart?
Carter, you there? Good luck.
Carter went quiet as soon as you said.
Jones
goes to the offense, and 10% goes to the special teams, and 15% goes to the defense. The reason why I say all those things is because the offense, they didn't get going until late in the first half. And they had three turnovers, and the special teams played really good, but Matt Gay missed the field goal. That could have been a difference maker in the game as well. And then with the defense, the reason why I give them 15 is because I felt as though they played solid enough to win the game for the team, but they still made some mistakes with the missed tackles. So, you know, it's very disappointing, but it's not the end of the season. Thanks for my call.
There you go, bro.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate
the
call.
That's the main thing. Season's not over. They still got time to make this thing happen.
All right, last call of the day. Alton is down in Goochland. Alton, what's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing? What's up, B-Mitch?
What's up, bro?
Yeah, I'm calling because I was at the game last night. It's three things that I understand that the Commanders are doing that really they didn't do a whole lot last year. Number one, they keep deferring for the other team to get the ball first. Last year, they always got the ball first, and that's where the long extended drives came, and that's how we stayed on top. Number two, I noticed a whole lot of third downs last night that Kinlaw in the run stoppers was on the sideline, and they had other guys in there. And then the third thing I noticed, Dan Quinn don't like to throw the challenge flag because on that punt return, when number 12 for Chicago fumbled that ball, the guy from Washington did fall on the ball, but when he got up, the guy had the ball from Washington and showed it. They still gave it to Chicago. Sometimes you got to take that chance and challenge stuff. You just can't sit there and be like, well, okay, they didn't give it to us, so we didn't get it. Because that was one of Jay Gruden and Ron Rivera's problems. You know, and the whole thing about it.
On those kickoff returns, you're right. It did seem like there were a couple of those opportunities.
They got somebody up there that's supposed to be doing that. Dude that used to work in the league, right?
Yeah, Guardy.
Yeah, so I guess he last year was here too, and he gave them, you know, sit there and tell them what to do and what not to do. I think he's doing the same this year, so maybe he didn't think it was going to be overturned.
But my thing is, though, it's not only that, B. Mitch. It's a whole lot of crazy stuff. If I got two run stoppers that I've traded for a guy that's supposed to be able to stop the run, when Swift was doing them runs, you got to look at it. When Swift was doing the runs he was doing, Kinlaw or the guy that took Jonathan Allen plays, I forgot his name, they was in and out. When they got the third down, it got busy. Them guys wasn't even in. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, they rotate those guys, but it's a good call. Thank you, Alton. Appreciate the time, man. Rough night for the Burgundy and Gold. Mm. No way around it. Just a bad, bad loss. They coughed it up at the end, man. He always says, you know, turnovers are one thing, but when you turn the ball over matters too, and that's about the worst time you could turn it over.
Totally.
Didn't get the ball back. Go on to lose the game to the damn Chicago Bears. Miss an opportunity to move into a tie for first place in the division. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets. Grant and Danny coming your way next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A pure reaction.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Wrapping things up on a terrible Tuesday after a tough, tough loss for the Commanders. That one's going to sting, man.
Yes, it is.
They all count, and you get to the end of the year and say they're 10-7 and need to be 11-6 or something, and you're going to remember that one. That's why they play the games, though, dude. Can't cough it up late. Just can't do that. Been a good day on the show. Thank you to Fred Smoot for joining us. Quick baseball update. Seattle goes, I believe the first two were in Toronto, right? White Brian?
Yeah, first two were in Toronto.
Yeah, dude. Seattle goes across the country and to another country and takes the first two. Mariners now going back home up 2-0. Dodgers have a 1-0 lead. Did you see that play last night, B? I don't know. It was like making the rounds on social, but I know you're kind of running around during games.
Nah, man. I was busy yesterday.
It was wacky, dog. Like, they had this double play that was a hit. Like, hit the top of the outfield wall. It was one of the weirdest plays I've ever seen. Dodgers are up 1-0. We're all rooting for the Brewers. Tressway's brother-in-law, Bryce Terang. We'll see if they're able to get it done. That game's tonight at 8, I believe. We do have some bets to make. Jeff, let's hit it.
Hard to hear first. Gather around.
All righty, White Brian, what do we got?
JP, your win streak is now 8. Landfill also won.
8 in a row, dog. You know what's funny is the longest I had a eight years running Super Bowl pick correct until last year when I took the Chiefs to beat the Eagles.
I had a streak of 11 in a row, Jay. 1991.
11 in a winning.
We won straight games. 11.
That's pretty good. that's pretty darn good, B.
So I think that I had a streak, not us.
I had a streak since 94.
I'm doing what?
I've been winning every year of life, baby.
Oh, boy, please. Save me with that.
By far the
make
most...
Make me barf.
The most famous and perhaps notorious streak at this radio station was Stallion from... when did we start our show?
14 months.
Yeah, 01, the middle of 03. Stallion got no action.
None.
Where is he? I just realized he's not here.
I don't know.
Where the hell is Stallion? All right, let's make some bets for tonight. We got football, baby. Liberty again? I might have to keep riding the Flames.
C-A-P-S. Caps, caps, caps.
All right.
That's who I'm taking.
Caps Lightning tonight. Now, is that not on locally also? So my app only shows it on ESPN. I hope that's on Monumental so we can watch Joe B and Locker. I very much prefer to have Joe B and Locker when I'm watching Caps games. Is the Caps game only on ESPN tonight?
It looks like it, yeah.
That sucks. The people need Joe B and Locker, period. Smoking Al. Alan May, Alexa, Tarek, Brent Johnson. Mm-hmm. The people need Caps coverage, not ESPN Caps coverage. Isn't that the hater dude that said one-trick pony for Alex? Pink Pony Club?
Well, don't talk to him. That Bama don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Straight up Kabama. All right, Caps are on at 7. Jeff's taking the Caps. B, what about you? I smell a parlay coming.
I told you I'm on the Dodgers because I'm going against your Brewers.
I don't know why. Preseason NBA tonight. The Wiz had a big preseason NBA win last night.
I won't be doing nothing on the NBA in preseason. It's like going out and watch people play in the backyard. Nobody of substance is going to really play. All right, and so let me see. That's only that game, and there's nothing else on tonight.
There's college.
College what?
Football.
Really? Who?
Arkansas State and South Alabama, and my pick. I'm taking Liberty laying the 10, White Brian, to New Mexico State, the Fighting Denton Days. Also, I think this is where my win streak comes to an end because I really don't have much of a feel for Liberty, New Mexico State.
You don't?
Do you? No. South Alabama's been pretty good. The Jaguars are playing.
Well, are you taking New Mexico State?
No, I was taking Liberty, but I'm considering my options. Change that, White Brian. Give me the South Alabama Jaguars at home against the Arkansas State Red Wolves. The team reportedly the Commanders could not buy the naming rights to from Arkansas State.
Yeah, I like Arkansas State. I ran a lot of touchdowns against them.
You taking them plus?
Hell no.
Plus a touchdown?
No. I'm not taking them.
I'm laying the points with South Alabama.
I'm going to take Liberty, though. I'm taking Liberty. You scared? I'm not.
You scared? Get a dog. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to everybody that called. A lot of great calls. Hopefully, we all got through this together. It's a dreary day on a dreary result last night.
Hey, man, everybody out there, just take a chill pill, bro. It ain't that serious. Believe me.
Thank you to Fred Smoot for joining us. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Grant on location in Milwaukee, I believe. Danny, Toby, Darius, they're all out there in the bullpen itching to get going. Plenty to discuss after a disappointing Commanders choked away win. I'm not even calling it a loss. Choked away win. Thanks for listening. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.